16, God is the one who helped this man. But it is this man that was used. So your ministry and then the levels of grace that you step in, it is God, it's true that is the Holy Ghost that is anointing you. But the Holy Ghost comes through men to shift you to a new level. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes, sir. If men are this important, then we must pay attention on how to receive from men. You are hearing God now, but through a man. If you ignore that man, then you also ignore the voice of God to you. Are we in agreement on this? Listen to me. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7, thank you, gentlemen, God bless you. Hebrews chapter 7, quickly, and let's round up. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 7. Blessed be God. Hebrews 7 and verse 7. Scripture says, and without all contradiction, please talk to me. This is Paul, the apostle himself. And without all contradiction, meaning nothing can be done against this. Read for me. The less is blessed. The less, listen, the less there is not necessarily the less in terms of God preferring one above another. No, no. Are we together? Same Lord is rich unto all, the Bible says. But the less there is the one desiring that dimension. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That there is a law of impartation, that a spiritual potential difference must be created for there to be a flow of grace and a flow of the anointing. That for as long as you look at your pastor, he is my pastor, Pastor Bolaji Dowu. I used to know him before he started ministry. This scripture cannot be true. Although you are in Christ, you have ignored men. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It is true. Many believers, listen to me. The awareness that we have received, we are complete in Christ. The awareness of the reality of the fullness of the Spirit at work in us. The awareness of the all-surpassing power of the Word of God. If we do not sustain enough intelligence, may mislead us into neglecting men. In an attempt to show that all I need is the Word of God, all I need is the Spirit of God, we may innocently ignore the ministry of men to our own detriment and to our own peril. Now listen, Scripture, the speakings of God is twofold. There is the prophetic speakings of God. Realities are spoken from the mind of the Father and seen from God's perspective. I give you an instance. In God's mind, nobody now should die prematurely. Do you agree with me? In God's mind, nobody should be getting healed. Everybody should be perfected. Is that true? In God's mind, nobody should be poor. That means you're not having anything in your pocket now. In God's mind, that state is a lie. Do you agree with me? However, experientially, you are still trusting to contend to that point. That is the same way it is. When God speaks, He speaks from His standpoint. If God looks at you now, He is not going to say, what are the challenges in your ministry? He will look at you and say, why are you not excelling? That's how God talks. God talks to men like He's talking to Himself. He does not expect any barrier to be there. Are we together? But there is the experience of making manifest that which has been established in the mind of God in your life. That's why we need faith. That's why we speak the word. That's why we engage all the principles like giving and so on and so forth. When you are giving, why do you give when you already have everything? The Bible says so. You are not giving to make everything. You are giving to make manifest. It is a principle allocated. It's a conversion system to make that which has been resident in Christ to be made manifest in your life. Do you agree with me? So God can tell you that you are supposed to have an excellent ministry. He speaks on the strength of the principles attached to His word that if engaged will now bring you into that experience. And one of it is honor to the grace, the office of men. That I can be anointed and assume that I don't need a man. I can even be born again, praying in the Holy Ghost, and ignoring every man of God around me, ignoring every woman of God, being sarcastic towards everyone, and carrying a colleague mentality around to say, all I need is the Holy Spirit and the Word. You are right, but you will pay for it sooner or later. It's true. When he wants to bless Israel, he finds Jacob and he sends his word to Jacob, and then it lights upon Israel. The goal was Israel, but he needs to find the man, Jacob, for the sake of the territory, Israel. So God had you in mind and had to find a man, Pastor Bolaji. Are we together now? To become the platform through which he's reaching us now. The same way God is finding you now, for the sake of your congregation or your unit. He's seeing people in you, not just you. If all God is seeing he will not subject you through this rigor. It's because he's seen more than you. That's why he's stretching you, and not even your tears will stop him, because he's seeing those connected to you. So every time men come, God has come through men to manifest himself to you. It is true. My brothers and my sisters, it is true. We make this mistake sometimes to say, we are not here to hear a man. We are not here to see men. And I understand what we mean. Sometimes we are well-meaning. We just mean to say that, look, men cannot be exalted above God. We are correct. But let me tell you, don't ignore men. Don't ignore men. Your miracle will come through God at the mercy of men. Your spiritual growth will come through God at the mercy of men. Even the Holy Spirit will need the ministry of men to bless you. You receive the Holy Ghost because someone laid his hands on you, or because someone was interceding. It looked like a direct encounter without a man, but behind the scene was someone praying in the Holy Ghost, kilometers away from you, to grant access to that encounter. Nothing happens on earth without men. It is true. Take men out of this earth, and that's the end of the story. It is men that make the continuity of God's program on earth. Not stones, not oil, not money, not banks. Take away every man on earth. Leave the restaurants and the banks. It has no meaning again. This morning, or this afternoon, you have tabernacled here listening to your pastor minister the word of the Spirit, and I have come just like your pastor, although looking like a man, but there is a force, God himself, behind the man saying, I'm ready to lift you. I'm ready to take you to a new dimension. I'm ready to bring you to a new spiritual experience. That challenge in membership, today you are up, next tomorrow you are down. You've exhausted all that you know. God comes to you through men. If you have the fortitude to discern, like Elisha discerned for Elijah, are we together now? And said, no, you are not an ordinary man. You are a human being, but behind you is a spiritual system. He discerned it. And if you can discern it now as we pray, let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, something will come upon your life and your ministry that will totally, totally transform you. I wish I had time, I would have shared with you my encounters. You know my encounter with Jesus, but very few people know my encounter with men. Men who have transformed my life in ways and manner. I don't know how to begin to explain it to you. Men. Dimensions in the spirit that I prayed for, I fasted for, and looked so difficult. I met men, and in less than 1 minute, I stepped into those levels. Just like that. It is very difficult when you ignore men. When you watch the healing school with Pastor Chris and you see all those sick people there, in spite of the fact that the worshipers come to minister anointed, in spite of the fact that there are pastors that teach and build their faith, it's amazing, respectfully so speaking, that those people still sit down sick. And then one man just steps in, and in minutes He looks at someone and the demons are leaving. Question, is it that the demons did not respect the Holy Ghost? Because he was there. Is it that the word of God was not there? All the songs were word-based. But God, through a man. Listen to this that I'm teaching you, and it will change your life forever. The same way when your members ignore you, you will be surprised to see that everything God gave you to them never reaches them. This is not human worship. It's a dimension of understanding that many, there is no dimension you are seeking for today that God has not brought someone into it. It's a refusal to notice the grace of God upon men, to cheaply enter into it. There are men today that can speak one word and program a climate of strange favor upon you, that in 1 month, your personal and corporate finances will shift to a level. There are people in this Lagos who change jobs almost every 6 months or 1 year. They will never stay up to 6 months without a job. You've been here for 5 years. There is a grace at work in them that is producing that result. Your inability to see and discern and receive may be why you are where you are. So you go to God and say, and God says, I have given every grace. I've told you that I'm able to make all grace. And the person carrying that grace will pass you every day, and you continue to look at the person. He may be a brother in your own fellowship. He passes you every day. He may be your biological mother. You've seen that woman never beg. She was not educated, yet there was a grace she never begs to have. And now you are a preacher, and you are embarrassed by the fact that this financial difficulty is bringing a reproach to your life. If you can discern, the mother that you have always been with is the key to your breakthrough. One word, my son, God bless you, and the heavens open. And you can step into a dimension of grace. The question tonight is, who have you ignored? Could it be that the person sitting close to you is the answer to your prayer? God stores answers in men. We are going to pray. Goodness. Can we pray? Listen, there are people, I can guarantee you, who may be members and even some of you leaders in this church. I can look at your life and not see a replica of the grace upon your pastor. And I can tell you why. The key is dishonor. You have not discerned that he's a man of God sent to you. You have discerned that he's a man of God. You have discerned that he's anointed, but you are yet to convince yourself that he's a man who God speaks to you. The voice of God sounded like the voice of Samuel. When God spoke, Samuel had Eli's voice. God will always use the voice of Eli to speak to Samuel. We are going to pray. I know I've stretched you a bit, but I share your pastor's passion. Your pastor desires to see another. There is no task, no target, no assignment that is difficult if you understand these things. Listen, let me tell you something. I come from the north, and we do not have 1/20th of the privileges you have here. So don't think I'm just a noisemaker talking stories. No, sir. That which we have seen, that which we have heard, that which our hands have handled of the word of life, that's what we teach you. It's time for your life to change. All these flimsy excuses up and down will allow us to continue to remain in defeat. Is someone ready to pray? I'd like you to lift your voice and begin to declare that you have understanding. You have understanding. There is a spirit in man, he says, and the inspiration. I'm about to pray for you. We may not have this time in the evening since it's a general session. If you're a pastor here, please pray with all your heart. It's time for you to have substance an evidence in your life and ministry. The Bible says the earnest expectation of creation awaited the manifestation, not explanation. Not explanation. There's no reason why your church should not grow. There's no reason why your fellowship should not grow. There's no reason why you should be stranded and sit at... No, there is no reason. Every time you give excuse, you hand over your dominion to your challenges. Lift your voice and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to pray and ask the Lord for grace to discern what the men around you represent and carry. You have discerned the spirit well. You have discerned the word, but you have not discerned men. Lord, my pastor, this strange man, what have you put in him? Don't just say, I can do without him. I have the Holy Spirit. No. No, the word was under a closed heaven until a man caused the heaven to be open. Lift your voice and pray for the eyes and the ears that can discern. HICC, it's your time to rise to a new dimension if you believe what I'm saying. Your pastor is not stranded financially. There is a grace, and God gave him for your sake. Your pastor is a man of the word. He's a man of wisdom. His results are not human. And if you have the grace to see, if you can see me as I'm taking, then you can receive of that grace. Your pastor is also a combination of all the graces he has received. Aside from his personal dealings with the Spirit, there are men and women he has honored. They have released graces upon him. You can walk in this grace. Hallelujah. Now, before I pray for you, just one more request. Listen, you are a worker, a leader in this ministry, or you are a pastor connected to this grace and this vision. In 1 minute, I'd like you to discern and speak forth every dimension of grace you have seen at work, in your pastor's life, in those you know he honors, and even in this church that is not at work in your life, and say, Lord, with humility and honor, I open up my heart by the Spirit. May that dimension be activated within me. Lift your voice and pray passionately. Pray passionately. HICC is a flourishing church. There's no reason why your business should look stranded. It means that the grace is not at work in you. Paul said, ye are partakers, partakers, partakers. Pray, pray. Pray. You're about to receive something that will change your life. Listen, I tell you by God, your life will never be the same. Pastors, pray. You are beginning with something tonight that will change your life forever. I'm not sure we're going to have any leadership session with me again. And I just want to speak over your life. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, let me tell you this. I wish what I were telling you were a lie. I would have just apologized to say I was joking. But if you can have the discernment, it doesn't mean you are not great. I know many of you here, and I see by the Spirit, some of you are walking in very superior realms. I agree. Many of you have healed the sick. I agree. Many of you have great revelations. I agree. Many of you have tasted some levels of finances. I agree. But is that the best of you? We give you, God, the highest praise. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, I give you, God, my highest praise. Let me pray for you. The grace that grants favor within a territory. Marika, sir, look at me. Tap this man for me. Take that anointing now in the name of Jesus. There is an anointing on this man. And the Lord is saying that anointing is taking you to a level of wealth. I see this man stepping into a strange level of wealth. I stretch my hands at the count of three. May that grace for favor, some of you right after this service, strange grace, strange calls, help us at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Take that grace now. Take that anointing now. Leaders, take that anointing now. I release it on the pastors. Take that anointing now. Favor, may it come upon you like a garment. In the name of Jesus, I speak to Lagos. I command in the name of Jesus, let the two lift gates of your city be open. I call men. I call men. I call men. I call men. Dear pastor, let the financial drought end now. Can we pray? I want to release the grace for revelation. There is a grace that causes the eye of a man to see. It's not just by Bible study alone. You are initiated into that dimension. I stretch my hands now, standing even in the grace of your pastor with you. And I declare for the leaders, especially in this ministry. Right now I declare, my God, I just see rings of fire. This is what I'm seeing. Lord, step into that dimension. I release that grace. If you are a pastor here, receive that grace. Supernatural access to life. Kabarakote seketesh. Rapakatosh. I see someone around the minister stand, just where your pastor sits. I'm seeing like light coming on someone. You are stepping into a new level of revelation by the Spirit. That's what the Lord is telling me. It's a pastor's conference. You have to be supernatural. You have to be supernatural. Hallelujah. We're rounding up. Hold on. Now listen. There is a grace for speed. Listen. The Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. There is a grace. I sense that grace. Listen to me. I want to release that grace upon you. I will tell you what will happen to you first. Elijah ran on barefoot. And I'm seeing the leaders. The leaders. What is this grace that I see in the spirit? Listen. You are in ministry. You are in business. And everything. It will take you 10 years to take one step. Something is wrong. Listen. As I pray for you, from the front to the back, the Holy Ghost, the hand of God will come on you. People will begin to run physically. I want you to hold them so they don't injure themselves. This is how I see this grace work. Are you ready now? I stretch my hands at the count of my God, my God, my God. Now, in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, receive the grace for speed. 1, 2, 3, speed. I release you. Speed. Step into a new dimension. I command speed by the Spirit. Speed in ministry. Speed. Help that lady. Makato Shadela Kasia. By the Holy Ghost. Speed. 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 My friend, please come. This man, I see a strong anointing. Bring him. Grace, speed by the Spirit. You step into a new level. New wine. Those in the music ministry, I give your ministry wings in the Spirit. Speed. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Every pastor here with a stagnating church, Makato Zezeketekata, Embrekeleko Sadasiatakata, we command speed now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command speed. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm rounding up. There is no helper that comes to you on their own. Every helper who needs to help you has relatives in need. There is a grace that compels them. It's called anakazo, the compelling power of the Spirit. I want to pray for you. One man can come to attend to your need in this city and overwrite. You know, I stayed and I was angry in my spirit while pastor was teaching that a man can buy a Range Rover Sport. Think of what that would do to the gospel. But just because he's expressing his love. I want to pray for you. If you have never believed a man of God, please believe this. That the least among the leaders here will be like David. All this discussing budgets. No! No! Are you ready to receive? Everyone destined by God to stand by you in ministry, stand by you in life, stand by you in business. In the name of Jesus, here at the Leadership Conference, Wine Press 2019, I stretch my hands by the Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, the same way Lazarus was called out of the grave, I call them to your ministry now. Help us, help us, help us by the Spirit. Receive the ministry of helpers. Receive the ministry of helpers. I provoke them to your life. Financial helpers. Is someone receiving this? I call for supernatural finances. Financial helpers. Financial helpers. Financial helpers. Listen. I declare to you, your hand will never. I stand by the God of heaven whose I am. And I come against every force that stands against your finances by the rod of a higher priesthood. We decree and declare, no matter what the limitations are, whether it is academic, whether it is territorial, whether it is tribal, we veto every limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. Every crumbling cell fellowship, every crumbling branch and zone, every ineffective leader, by the power of the Spirit, receive strength now. We silence the voice of discouragement over your life in the name of Jesus. All those who speak evil of HICC, may your ears never hear them. All those who demean the grace on your man of God and plant wrong seeds, may your ears never hear them. May your eyes never see them. In the name of Jesus. Every leader here, there is a minimum level, spiritually, financially, that you must enter this year. And I agree with your pastor, and we shift you by prophecy to that realm. And finally, I want to pray for you. Every crumbling prayer life, You are up today, down tomorrow. The vicissitudes of life having their toll on you, attempting to sabotage your spiritual stamina through weakness. The Bible says to be strengthened in the inner man. I decree and declare the grace for prayer, the grace for the word, may it come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like you to wave your hands and begin to pray in the spirit.